Welcome to the Fitness Business Blueprint Podcast, and today we're going to go all over referrals. And I'm going to share with you 12 referral strategies that you can plug into your fitness studio this week. So let's start with why referrals are really important for your business. So referrals are the fastest way to increase your client lifetime value. Now, if you haven't tracked lifetime value before, it's one of the most important numbers you need to know in running your business. So let's say, for example, your client on average pays about £150 or dollars a month. And let's say that on average, a client lasts 12 months with you. So that means in 1 year, an average client is worth £1,800 to your business. Now, we can increase the lifetime value of that customer in a few different ways. You can upsell different products. You can get them to retain even longer. You could put your prices up. But the fastest and biggest effect on that LTV is to generate referrals. So think about this. You've got that average client who's already worth £1,800 a year in this example. And let's just say now that you implement some solid referral strategies. And now when you track your numbers, you see that each average client refers just one new client to you during that year. I think you could get that result, right? You can get an average client to refer you one extra person per year. Well, if you did that, you've now essentially doubled your LTV per client, because if an average client is worth £1,800, and now every client refers you one more client, you've just doubled up. So that's an insanely way for your profit to blow up, your profits get bigger, your revenue goes up, and it's the easiest way to do it. Also, referrals are important because it's the easiest way to make sales. Your show-up rates to consultations are going to be higher, your closing rates are going to be higher, you're going to be able to close clients at higher prices with less resistance because they've come warm through a referral. So you really want to make referrals part of your system. Now, there are two types of referrals that you need to know about. The first type is called incentivized referrals, and these are generated through systems, promotions, where you basically offer a reward for someone giving the contact info. So this is where you incentivize clients to give you referrals. But the other type of referrals, which are even more powerful, are called inspired referrals. Inspired referrals come naturally, more organically, and this is when clients refer their friends and family to you because they purely want to share the experience and they love the work you do and they want to give back to you. So these referrals are often a lot more heartfelt, a lot more genuine. And you might be wondering, which of the two should you be using? And the answer is both. So whilst inspired referrals definitely beat incentivized referrals, the thing is, inspired referrals will tend to come more over time once you've delivered more results and experience to that client and changed their life. So that might take a few weeks or months to kick into gear, whereas incentivized referrals can work off the bat as soon as the client starts working with you, as you're about to see. So we want to use a mix of both these strategies. Now, a couple of quick principles before we get into the 12 strategies. To make any referral system work, you first have to build a culture of referrals. And this means conditioning your clients from day one to constantly remind them that you accept and you appreciate referrals, and it's a key part of growing your business. Your clients are busy, they've got a million things going on, and it's really helpful if you constantly remind them verbally, in print, online, that you welcome referrals. It's the lifeblood of your business. It allows you to save money on marketing costs and spread the savings to everybody else. So condition clients from day one that you are a referral-based business. Secondly, you want to get into the habit of rewarding and recognizing when clients make an effort to refer people to you. So always reward people, give them public shout outs, give them prizes, give them incentives, thank them profusely, and show that you appreciate their effort. This is what you do to condition people to continue giving you referrals. And especially the people that have already generated referrals for you, they're the most important, because the person who's most likely to send you a referral is the person who's already sent you a referral. It's going to be like an 80-20 kind of approach, where 20% of your top clients will be the ones referring 80% of the referrals to you. And the third principle is you need to always over-deliver on results and experience. So of course, you want to be doing that anyway, but it's worth reminding you here, because particularly when it comes to the inspired referrals later on, when people refer their friends to you, they need to make sure that that person is going to be taken care of and get the same treatment that they got. There's nothing worse than when someone refers their friend to you and tells them how great you were, and then you drop the ball when it comes to serving that person, because it backfires and it goes against the person that made the referral and it embarrasses them. And if you do that, it's very likely that that person, even if they like your service and they've had no issues, they're more than likely not going to refer anybody again, because their word is their bond. And you know how it is, if you recommend your friends to someone who you think is doing a good job and then they get let down, it comes back on you. So you've always got to over deliver on results and experience. So let's go through 12 strategies quickly and give you some ideas of what you can do. So referral strategy number one is at the point of sale. When you close a client on the phone or in person, this is the best time to actually get a referral coming in. So it's a myth that clients have to see results before they refer friends to you. In fact, a lot of people would rather begin their fitness journey with a friend by their side. So when you just make the sale and they've just committed to doing a 6-week program or something like that with you, now is the best time to get them to bring their friends on board. So you always want to attempt to turn one sale into two by giving an incentive here. So you could, for example, give a dual incentive. This is something that we've used very successfully, where we'll say they've just signed up for the program, we'll shake their hand, welcome them in, and say, hey, Becky, welcome to the program. You're going to love this. Now, who are a couple of friends that you know would want to start this program with you? If you introduce them to us and they sign up, we'll give them £30 off the price of the challenge, and we'll give you £30 as a voucher towards any merchandise or supplements or credit that you want to use. That's a very powerful way for them to start getting their friends involved. Referral strategy number two is a referral rewards program. I got this from the great Chris McCombs, one of my original fitness business mentors. This is what you can use during the sales process, during the consultation. If you're dealing with a customer or a prospect that you can tell they genuinely want to do the program, but maybe finances are a bit hard, or they just can't quite scrape the finances for your program, but you genuinely want to help them, then the referral rewards program is a great way of getting them in on a discounted rate, but they have to earn that discount by generating you consistent referrals. So the way this works is, let's say you're aiming to charge £129 a month for your bootcamp, then you'd essentially raise your rates up to £149, but you'd offer a referral rewards club for £20 off. So if they want to do it, but they just can't make the full payment, you'd say, okay, how about we do this? Instead of paying the £149, we can get you in for £129 a month on the referral rewards program. You get that discount every month in exchange for helping us get one successful referral every month. So if they can do that for you and get you one new client every month, that's worth another full paying £150 a month, then you can easily give them that £20-30 discount. You don't want to do this for everybody, but only in rare cases where you really want to help that prospect. And if this is what gets them over the line, it gets them into your boot camps, you're making more money. And if they're then conditioned to get referrals all the time for you to keep their place, they could end up being some of your most profitable customers. Referral strategy number three is during the onboarding process. Now, when you sign up a client to a new program, oftentimes they're not going to start their program immediately. So when they start a six-week challenge with us, maybe they're not going to start until the following Monday, or maybe even a couple of weeks ahead if that's when the next intake begins. So in order to reduce buyer's remorse, you want to give the clients something tangible in the onboarding process. So we send an immediate gift pack in the mail, goes out first class delivery, and in that pack has all their welcome materials and some other bits and pieces. But when it comes to referrals, we also include in that pack 2 to 3 gift vouchers. And they can give these gift vouchers to a friend, and each voucher basically entitles one person to the equivalent of 1 week of training. So we put that in the onboarding pack, and then your client can get that in the mail, and then he or she can start giving that to their friends. Referral strategy number four is during the orientation. So if you do an orientation or a nutrition consult or something like that with a client, this is a great chance to get referrals, even if you haven't done it already so far. Or you could even do this on top of the strategies I've already outlined. So some people will do a group orientation. If you do like big challenge intakes and you bring all the clients together, which we do in a lot of our gyms, we do a group orientation model. And when we send the reminder out to our clients to say, hey, your orientation is on Saturday morning, we also remind them that they can give out those gift cards, or they can invite anybody they want to come to the orientation as well. And if you can get them to bring their friends along just for the orientation, where it's like a kind of presentation about the program, we cover goal setting, mindset, nutrition mistakes, we go into the nutrition plan a little bit, it really hypes up the clients ready to start their program. And if you can get them to bring some friends and guests along, I guarantee you a lot of those people will be interested in signing up by the end of it. However, in some of our higher end, higher scale gyms, we do an individual orientation where we do smaller challenge intakes, and everyone gets a one-on-one nutrition consultation. So if you do a one-on-one approach, if you're doing small groups or even private training, then that's an easy way to get referrals as well. So the way you can do this is you have them booked in for their one-to-one 30-minute initial consultation or a nutrition consultation, let's say. They've already paid you at this point. And you go through the basic stuff with them. And then you want to have in your studio, you want to have your shop area, which is your supplement shelves or your shop area where your merchandise and everything else is, and take the client on a little mini walking tour. So have them stand up, walk over to the supplements, show them the different supplements you have and how it's going to help them, show them the merchandise. And then what you can do to them is say, hey, by the way, would you like to know how you can get 50 pounds off any of these supplements right now today? And the person says, yeah, that'd be amazing. You say, great. Well, if you can give me the names of just 5 friends, relatives, or colleagues that you think would love this program right now, if you can give me their info and get me a warm introduction to them, I'll give you a 50 pound voucher off anything in the shop right now. But it has to be done right then and there. So they pull out their phone and ask them to think of who are the top 5 people that they think would love to do this program. They just give you the names and numbers. They can let their friends know in advance that you're going to call them, and then you can give them some money off. Hasn't got to be 50 pounds, it can be 20, it can be whatever you like, but you're getting 5 solid leads right here for a relatively good price. So you should be able to make your money back on that. Referral strategy number 5. This is where we start moving towards inspired referrals. Everything's been incentivized up to this point. When it comes to inspired referrals, this is more of an evergreen process. So whenever a client shares a big win with you, or they have a successful weigh-in or a key milestone, like a 1-year anniversary, or anything that they come to you and express they're really happy about, that is the time you want to systematically ask for the referral. So when they tell you something like, I just want to let you know this has been changing my life, my confidence is so good, I, you know, my relationship's doing better than ever, rather than you just saying, oh, thanks, that's amazing, you want to turn that into a referral opportunity and say, hey, Mrs. Jones, I'm so happy to hear that. That's amazing. Hey, I tell you what, can you think of two or three people right now? Who are two or three people you know right now that you think would love to get the same results as you're getting like that? And then they want to now give that experience to somebody else. So have your team trained up fully to know that whenever you get great results and you share that little celebration with a client, always follow up with an ask for a referral. That is the best time because they really want to give to someone right now. Referral strategy number six. This is simply an email blast that is automated. So simply ask. Costs nothing to do this. Takes about 5 minutes to set this up. But in your CRM, in your customer CRM, program in an automated email to send out to that customer once they've been with you for about 6 weeks to 2 months. Could be at the end of a six-week program, could also be 2 months into a long-term program, but set up an email that simply asks for a referral. And you'll forget you programmed this email in, but over time, you'll see that it does generate some good replies and people giving you some contact info. So that's an easy one to do. Referral strategy number seven. This is a big one. This is the fundraiser slash referral challenge hybrid method. Now, this one takes a lot of planning and a few weeks of work, but it pays off huge. If you put the time and energy into one strategy and you make it this one, it might take you a few weeks to get set up and prepared, but you can definitely get 20, 30, maybe 40 referrals from this one strategy alone, making it a huge moneymaker. Because remember, if an average client is worth £1,800 to you, and you can get 20 of them from this strategy, that's going to add like 40, 50, 60,000 pounds a year to your business. So with this one, what you do is it starts as a referral contest or referral challenge, which you can put over a period of a couple of weeks. And you get some prizes, tell everyone, have a leaderboard that you're going to do, you know, they can, you're taking referrals over this two-week period, and whoever has the most referrals generated by the end gets the big prizes. What you can then do to really supercharge this is connect this challenge to a good cause or a charity that runs locally, and that'll help you spread the word more. So you can also say, in this 2 weeks, any referral that signs up in this period, we're going to give £25 of their payment to this charity that we're working with. Now, when you connect with a charity like that, first, that charity is going to do whatever they can to promote you as well. They're going to go to their donor list, which could be thousands of local people who are probably middle income to higher since they have money to be donating. And they're going to say, hey, everyone, you all love this charity. You love the work we're doing here with kids or animals or whatever it might be. And this local boot camp or gym, they're doing a campaign to help us. So they're helping you get fit and raise money for our cause, and they'll put out all the promotional materials for you. Another cool thing is when you connect it to a charity or a cause, you also have a much easier time getting into local media because, first of all, it's a great story for the local area. And also, the charities themselves always have links into the media. They have like a backdoor entrance. So you can even go to the charity person you're working with who are, you know, reciprocal to you right now because you're doing all this to help them. And you can just say, hey, could you have a word with whatever media contacts you have? And maybe we can get this in the media as well and get a press release out and raise even more awareness that helps everyone. So you can do that. You can also then go into local businesses. You can go into local businesses and have them to donate the prizes that you can give away as well. And you can make this a big community thing and it can completely blow up. Now, if you want to go deeper into this strategy, I've actually got a 29-page, ultra-detailed, step-by-step, systemized guidebook of exactly how you implement this system. It's got a 30-day action plan checklist. It's got all my scripts, templates, phone call scripts of how you can reach out to the media, how you can find the good causes, the press release templates, the email marketing templates, the scripts for approaching local businesses and getting them involved. It's got the whole thing systemized because I've done this in real life and I just documented everything. And if you want a copy of that, I'm happy to give that to you for free. Again, you can easily use this to get 10, 20, 30 sales every time you run this method. And if you want a copy of that, reach out to me on Instagram. You can find my handles and links below. But find me on Instagram or Facebook. Send me a DM. Let me know you want the fundraiser challenge guide, and I'll get you a copy of that personally. Referral strategy number 8. This is a raffle competition. It's similar in principle to the previous one, but it's a lot easier to get going. So simply, you hold a raffle contest, you get some big prizes. Again, go to local businesses. You can go to hair salons and get a £50 salon voucher. You can go to restaurants and get a meal ticket, meal voucher for two. Could be, tickets to a theme park. It could be, we've done well with travel agents or even nice touristy Airbnbs. So if there's a nice kind of Airbnb in your area for like a nice rural farmyard cottage or something like that, that's on Airbnb for, £100 a night, go and get a pay for one night in there that someone can redeem, or a spa voucher. Any of these things, you can go to local businesses, see if they'll donate any prizes like this, because they get customers out of it for free, but see what prizes you can collect. And then you tell your clients, hey, we've got all these prizes, we're gonna raffle them all out at the end of 1 week, and basically for every referral lead you give us, you get one raffle ticket. So if you give us the name, and to qualify for that, you have to give us the name and phone number of someone you think is really gonna be interested in coming along to the gym and for a free week or whatever it might be. And you need to like let them know in advance that we're gonna be reaching out to them, so they kind of warm up the connection. And if they do that, they get one raffle ticket. So whoever gets you the most leads, they get the most raffle tickets and have the biggest chance of winning all the prizes. That's a really good one. Referral strategy number 9 out of 12. This has been a very powerful one for us. It's very simple, but nobody really does it right, and it's called bring a friend. Very simple, okay? Either do a bring a friend day or a bring a friend week. Now, there's two major mistakes fit pros make when they try and do this. The first mistake is, there's three mistakes actually. The first mistake though is they hold them too regularly. If this is done every other week or every other month, then it kind of loses the exclusivity. It's got to be built up as a big event where you finally pull back the curtain and let people in. And it has to be known that you really don't often do this. So I would say a bring a friend week once every 8 weeks or so would be like a good amount to do it. The second mistake that fit pros make with this is they kind of tell the clients, hey, it's bring a friend week, and then they kind of wait and hope that they bring people on the day. So first of all, that's a mistake because you have no way to anticipate then how many people are actually going to be at your workouts. So that disrupts your programming and it's just not professional. But it also assumes your clients will just take care of everything and don't need any reminders or any incentives, which they do. So what you want to do is you want to tell your clients that if they want to bring someone for the Bring a Friend Week, that you need to collect the info and the names of the people before, and you need to speak with them to give an invite to them personally. So they can't just turn up with random people. You need to kind of have a quick chat with everyone first so you can qualify them. So easy way to do this is have a clipboard on your reception desk with a table on there with where your clients can write their name, the person they want to refer's name or names, and then the phone numbers of those people. And then they also agree then to go and let those people know that you'll be getting in touch. And then you take the clipboard, you say, okay, John, he's recommended Dave. This is Dave's number, so I'll call Dave. Hey, Dave, it's me here from blah, blah, blah gym. John should have let you know that I was reaching out and he wants to invite you to our Bring a Friend week for free. So I just want to ask a couple of questions and find out what interests you about this. Okay, so do that. You have a quick conversation and bring them in. The third mistake then Fit Pros make with a Bring a Friend strategy is they don't prepare anything for afterwards. So you've done all the work, you get the people to come to your gym, they have a great workout or they're enjoying a week's experience. You need to have a follow-up offer. You want to have a special one-time offer specifically for these guests only because they've taken the time and energy to come and give you a try. They've invested themselves in coming to your gym. So you want to reward them for that commitment with an offer of your own to continue. So you want to make sure at the end of the workout or middle of the week, you give them an incentive, something to get them booked on to keep coming with you. It could be a 21-day offer, could be another 2-week pass, could be money off your 6-week program, could be anything. But have something that is a strictly limited time offer that will literally expire within a couple of days and they have to take it right now. Referral strategy number 10. This is one of my favorites. This is absolutely powerful if you implement it. It's the superstar questionnaire. So this can get you a boatload of connections in your local area. This is the part of referral marketing where we kind of go beyond the basic two types of referrals. You know, we talked about incentivized and inspired, but really there's a third type of referrals which comes from outside the gym. You don't need clients to be referring you. You can get local businesses, partners, and other connections to be referring people into you as well. And this strategy is a perfect setup if you want to do joint venture collaborations with partners in your area. So the way you do this is you list out your top 10 to 20 clients and write the things you love about them. Then you want to create a superstar questionnaire that you're gonna give to them. So you approach your top 10 clients and say, hey, look, I wanna thank you for being a client. You're what I call one of my superstar clients. I absolutely love working with you and here's some reasons why. You know, you always take action, you turn up, you've got a great attitude, you pay on time, whatever it might be. And I would love to fill my gym with people just like you. And I know that, you know, the average person knows 5 other people just like them. Birds of a feather flock together, so to speak. So if you could fill out this little questionnaire, it's just going to give me some insights into your network, kind of the places you go, where you associate, so I can tap into that and find more people like yourself. And then this questionnaire is going to ask them basically, where do they frequent? Where do they hang out? Who do they talk to? Who's in their network? It's going to ask them like, hey, you know, who's your hairstylist? Where do you get your hair done? Where do you work? Would your work be open to me coming and doing a lunch and learn? You know, which school do the kids go to? Do you have any contacts in the school? And you ask all these questions. Do you know anyone influential in the local media? Do you know any journalists, any politicians? Do you know any business owners? Do you know anyone that works for certain charities that might want us to do a fundraiser for them? So you ask this and you'll be mega surprised about how connected your clients are in mass. If you've got just 20 to 50 clients, you will get so much valuable connections out of this one exercise. And you want to see how many warm introductions you can get set up. So on the questionnaire, and by the way, elite mentoring clients of mine, if you're on my program, you have this questionnaire already written for you. If you're not working on the elite program one-to-one with me to supercharge your business, then check out the link below and we can get you on a 4-week trial. But you want to be asking on the questionnaire, once they list the connections they have, also ask on there, Would they be willing to give you a warm introduction? Not a referral, a warm introduction. And then they can give you a warm introduction to the person they know who works in the media, the person they know who runs that charity, the person they know who runs that sports team, the person they know that runs that huge salon. And before you know it, you're going to have access, warm access, to a bunch of real big influencers. So that's a great strategy there. That moves us to referral strategy number 11, which is now we start to generate external referrals through business partnerships. And this is how you can start getting dozens of referrals every month from these partnerships and these connections that you get, ideally through the Superstar Questionnaire. You can also do your own networking as well on your own terms, and we'll make a podcast about that in the future. But if you've already got a bunch of clients, I'm telling you, the Superstar Questionnaire will get you all the warm connections you need in 5 minutes. So once you've got those connections, now you can now start communicating and connecting and going out for coffee with some of these connections and seeing how you can help them and how you can ultimately help each other. So there are several strategies you can do for that, and it all really depends on what kind of business or association you're working with. I mean, we've done partnerships with schools, we've done partnerships with local county councils, we've done partnerships with colleges, sports teams, corporates, offices, you know. So really there's different strategies for different partnerships based on the mutual goals. But two that have worked really well, in particular for me, to get external referrals or joint venture partnerships are the Human Billboard System, which again I got from Chris McCombs back in the day. I've updated it for modern tech and modern strategies, and I've renamed it the Local Influencer Method. And the other one is the School Fundraiser Method. So the Human Billboard or Local Influencer Method, first of all, just to teach you quickly, that is essentially where you will go into somewhere like a salon or somewhere that has a huge range of your target audience. Salons tend to be a great one. And you basically work out a deal with all the hairdressers and beauty therapists to say, hey, I'm going to train you for like half price at my bootcamp. I'll be your fit body insurance policy. You come to me, I train for half price. And all I ask in return is, you know, when you're looking better and better, slimmer and slimmer, and your clients are asking you, what's your secret? Because you're going to be cutting their hair or doing massage or physio with them all the time. They're going to ask you, what's your secret? You just tell them about me. And if any of your clients, if you make an introduction and your clients sign up with me, I'll give you £25 cash as well for every person. So if they get you 4 referrals a month, which shouldn't be hard for a busy stylist, they can actually make £100 a month back as well. So they can actually be making money from coming to your bootcamp. The School Fundraiser Method, that's a very powerful one that myself and many of my gym owner mentees have implemented as well. When you get connections into schools, you can then do something that's focused at the parents. You know, you can go in there and offer to do a workshop or a fund where, you know, it's £5 a ticket for maybe a parent and kids nutrition workshop or something just for the parents to give better healthy eating strategies for their kids. And you can just tell the school, hey, look, let's just charge £5 for it. I'm going to waive my fee. I'll come and deliver it for free. But the school can charge £5 and keep all the proceeds and buy some computers or whatever it is they do with it. Or we can give the money to a charity the school cares about, something like that. So you can turn that into a fundraiser as well. And sometimes out of that, you can even get a corporate contract where you can actually end up doing a program for several of the teachers once or twice a week to keep them in shape. So tapping into schools is very powerful. And then referral strategy number 12 is social events and workshops. Now, you're probably already running social events for your members. And if not, you should be holding one at least every 4 to 6 weeks. I would recommend you do one social event every 4 to 6 weeks and also one workshop. Now, a workshop can be done inside the gym. That could be like on mindset or nutrition strategies. Or you could do this externally, like a seminar, like a small seminar or something. And basically, your members can come for free, and there'll be a small fee of £10 for any non-members to attend. But you want to use this as a way to generate referrals. And the easy way to do that is you let your clients know. You say, hey, we've got the workshop or the social event on Saturday. You guys come for free. If you want to bring any friends, it's going to be £10 usually per ticket. But if they come with you, they can get in for free. That's super powerful because people love to bring people with them and get them in for free. It kind of gives the client like a boost of status and significance. You know, it's kind of cool when you're with that person, you know, and people get in for free because they're with you. You get to say, yeah, they're with me, right? They don't get charged, they're with me. They look like a boss, and people just love that. So tell your clients, hey, if you bring people along, they come in with you, they're not going to pay. And you should definitely be using these social events as an access point for people to bring their friends. And again, be prepared for those guests. Give them an offer, have a goodie bag, have some gift vouchers prepared. Give them something, set up a consult or a trial, and continue the journey with them. So that is the 12 strategies, quick overview. I know we can go deeper on each of those, and the Fit Pros who work with me one-to-one in my mentorship, they get the full system step-by-step and templates. But hopefully you can take those tips and go and apply them. So which of these are you going to implement first? That's what I want to know. You don't need to do all of them, of course, but I guarantee if you implement just two or three of these strategies, you're going to be able to generate a minimum of 2 to 3 more referrals a month. If you think about that, if you get just 2 or 3 new clients a month, and if your average client's paying £150 a month, that's an extra £450 a month you're now generating just by doing a couple of these. So let me know what you're going to do, and I'll see you in the next podcast.